Good evening, everyone. Our learning tonight is once again sponsored by Andrew Katz in memory of his mother, Rosa Bas Moshe Zichrona Livracha. We were in the middle of discussing Perek Gimel of the Mesilas Yesharim, which is on Beveur Chelke HaZahirus, which is an explanation of the elements of vigilance. And we said last time that the Rabbeinu Yonah prefaces the Perek by saying that in addition to contemplating what your purpose is and what your direction is and all the things that he's been speaking about in the previous Perakim and the Hakdama and Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, it obviously is only intuitive that you also need to examine your actual actions and see if they are in accordance with all of those things that you were pondering in the earlier Perakim. And he said that that question itself, that kind of self-examination itself, needs to occur on two different planes. The first, he says, is Peshas Maisa, when you're acting, which we said effectively just means think before you act, and that's what we spoke about last time, a simple and self-evident concept that we too often ignore. And the second is what he calls Shalo Peshas Maisa, and that's what I want to talk about this evening. Let's just read what the Ramchal says, and then we'll expand a little bit. Shalo Peshas Maisa. This self-examination has to occur in moments when you're not engaged in activities. Sheya'ale lefanav zichron klal ma'asav, that you should set aside moments when you kind of go over the general activities that you're engaged in. V'yishkol osam, and you should just weigh them. You should just consider their value or lack thereof. K'mo chein b'mozne ha'mishkol azeh l'ros ma yesh ba mehara l'man yitcha oso u'ma minatov l'hasmet ba'u l'eschazek ba'u. And he employs imagery that we're all too familiar with this time of year. He says you should have a figurative scale in your head where you are effectively weighing your own actions. Don't wait for Hashem to do it on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Engage in a regular cheshbon ha-nefesh, a regular self-examination in which you put up that scale on your own and assess what you're doing that's good, that you should continue, and what you're doing that's less than good, that you should avoid. And if you indeed come up with areas where you are less than perfect, as we all are, then you should begin considering what strategy you are going to use to improve yourself, to move away from the bad things that you are doing in order to improve your character and to improve your behavior. Now, what the Ramchal is saying here is, once again, in the spirit of his Hakdama, something that is intuitive, it makes a lot of sense, it's not some kind of deep esoteric secret or mystery. But once again, it's something that we all too often fail to do. And the truth is, if you move away from the narrow Torah literature for a moment to just broader self-help literature, this is something that people talk about all the time. Let me give you an example from one of the very early self-help books in the history of our nation. I don't know if anybody's read the autobiography of Benjamin Franklin. It's a good work. It's a little self-congratulatory. He's kind of into himself. But it's also, he also has a lot to congratulate himself for. He also did a lot of great things. And there's one part of the book. It's become very famous because the truth is it was actually translated into Hebrew into a Musar Sefer called the Sefer Cheshbon HaNefesh, which doesn't say where it came from. It just says that it is from sources, from the Chachma of that they encountered. So it was actually translated into a Musar Sefer where he has what he calls a table of the 13 virtues. He identifies 13 virtues. Temperance and order, and silence is one of them. He has a whole list of 13 things that he identifies as important virtues, these Yud Gimel Midos that he aspires to, and he actually has a chart for each day of the week, and he writes little notes in the chart about when he feels that he succeeded in one of them and when he feels that he failed. Now again, to what degree Benjamin Franklin actually succeeded in living by all of those virtues is a separate question. I'll leave that to the historians. You know, when he talks about He was a man who lived at large, despite the preaching of the 13 virtues. But the notion of having such a chart and actually engaging in that kind of basic cheshbon was something that was profound. And indeed, at least it was worthy of being incorporated into the Musar canon as a Musar Sefer itself, simply because the activity is something that is very much in consonance with the kind of introspection that we recommend from a Musar standpoint. Again, it's not some kind of deep secret or mystical teaching. It's something that's very basic, but it's something that has deep value. And if you look at the Sha'arei Tshuva, for example, for Rabbeinu Yonah, I was having trouble finding it before, but it's in the beginning. It's in Sha'ar Aleph. I thought it was Simon Yud Aleph, but I didn't see it there. He says that one of the steps of Tshuva, he has many more steps to Tshuva than the Rambam. But based on the Gemara and Brachos and other sources, he says it's just Yafash Fesh B'Ma'asav. You just need to examine what your actions are, not when you're in the heat of the moment. Take a few moments when the day is done, or when the day is beginning, And think about what your activities were the day before and how they're going to change for the day to come. And like, what are you doing that has value? And what are you doing that lacks value? And to me, that is particularly relevant now on Erev Yom Kippur for the following reason. And here I'll speak personally. I find that when the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah come around, there are certain things that I'm really good at doing, and there are other things that I'm less good at doing. One thing that I'm really good at doing is learning about Teshuvah. I think a lot of us are very good at learning about Teshuvah. Elul comes, you crack open your Masilas Yesharim, or your Sha'arei Teshuvah of Rabbeinu Yonah, or pick your favorite Musar Sefer, and we start learning about how to do Teshuvah, and the importance of Teshuvah, and how significant it is, and we open the Rambam Hilchos Teshuvah, and we learn all the laws of Teshuvah, and we really, really invest in learning about Teshuvah. I'll tell you another thing I'm good at. I'm very good at davening for Teshuvah. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva, Chadesh Yameinu kekedem, right? We have so much kavanah when we declare that on the first night of Slichos, at the height of Shema Kolenu. We ask Hashem, return us to you. V'nashuva, Chadesh Yameinu kekedem, return us to the days of old. We're good at learning about Teshuvah. We're good at davening about Teshuvah. You know what I'm less good at personally? Doing Teshuvah. Doing it. You read through the whole process, you learn it over and over again, but then you have to take a moment to actually stop and go through the whole procedure. And I think so often, and I don't think it's just me, I think many B'nai Yeshiva and many better Jews than myself and have this kind of problem as well. We're very good when there's a text in front of us, a text to study, a text to recite in prayer, a kind of formal liturgy. We do really well in those scenarios. But if you're asking me just to sit and think and actually engage in the steps of teshuva themselves, of Yefash Vesh B'Mazav, actually thinking about what I've done and thinking about whether it's good or bad and how I'm going to improve in the future, that's something that is in certain ways harder to do. We have a formula, we learn about it all the time, but actually implementing that formula, actually bringing it alive, is difficult. But part of the Machshava Shalobish As Maisa is urging us to just go through that process that we learn about so much, that we have all these platitudes that we talk about tshuva all the time. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, just do it. Just do the process of teshuva. The Rambam in his Hilchos Teshuva, and I mentioned this in the past, and I'm sure I'll mention it again because it's a rich halachic topic that we're not going to fully explore or even really partially explore this evening. But the Rambam very much emphasizes the importance of vidui in the process of teshuva. Whenever the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of teshuva, he says the mitzvah is to do vidui, a verbal confession when you do teshuva. And again, there's much to make of that. Why does the Rambam so heavily emphasize vidui? Again, that's a rich topic. But one of the basic values of vidui is it forces you to actually go through the process. Very often the commitment to self-improvement is abstract. In my head, I tell myself, I'm going to be better. I'm going to make certain improvements. I want to be different. I want to make changes. But it's all abstract. Vidui forces you to actually sit down and do it. It forces you to identify areas where you require improvement, to articulate them. Whenever you articulate something, you are forcing yourself to take something that's abstract and put it into more concrete, communicable terms. And it forces you to actually take action. And we're going to do lots of viduyim over the course of Yom Kippur. But as we do a vidui, one of the viduyim that we do on Yom Kippur is for vidui peh. It's just going through the motions and just davening for it and maybe learning about it without actually translating it into real action. To me, the importance of this element of Chelkei Hazahirus is the importance of doing teshuvah. And as Chazal say, Im lo achshav emasai. We sit here on Erev Yom Kippur. If we're not going to do teshuva now, then when are we going to? Now is the opportunity. So I would urge everyone, over the course of tomorrow, there are lots of things that we do over the course of Erev Yom Kippur. We do kaparos, going to the mikvah, all sorts of different, of course we eat, that's very important, that's a mitzvah. There are lots of things that we do. But I guarantee you, just as important as anything else, is actually doing teshuva. Maybe during the break on Yom Kippur afternoon. From what I understand, we do have a short break on Yom Kippur afternoon. So during the break, take the opportunity to actually do teshuvah, to go through the process. It's not always easy, but to actually ask ourselves what we've done, where we're going, to ask ourselves what we can be doing better, and to not just learn about teshuvah, to not just daven for teshuvah, but to actually do teshuvah as we head into Yom Kippur.